In Greensboro, North Carolina, this weekend, what's billed as the first Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the United States was sworn in. Its job is to review the shooting deaths of five people during an anti-Ku Klux Klan march nearly 25 years ago. From member station WFDD in Greensboro, Larry Schuller reports.
The Truth and Reconciliation Commission will explore what some at the swearing-in ceremony called a cancer and others a submerged wound. In November of 1979, members of the Ku Klux Klan confronted an anti-Klan rally in East Greensboro. The ensuing gunfire in front of local television crews killed five anti-Klan activists and shocked the community. Today, the city of Greensboro still struggles to create racial harmony, and the organizers of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission believe having a candid discussion about what happened in 1979 would make Greensboro a better place. Commissioners, who won't have legal authority but will hear testimony from volunteer witnesses, are modeling their work on efforts in 18 other countries whose flags adorned the stage at Saturday's ceremony. Reverend Bongani Finka of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission spoke of the significance of the occasion.
You have awakened, as we did, to the truth that bygones will not be bygones until they are confronted honestly, truthfully, and responsibly addressed.
Then, surrounded by pictures from the 1979 shootings, the members of Greensboro's Truth and Reconciliation Commission took their oath of office.
Fully aware of the significance and the potential for good in this historic undertaking, I pledge my very best effort to the people of Greensboro, North Carolina, and the nation, so help me God.
I will.
The commission includes African Americans, Caucasians, and an Asian American, both men and women, people from both corporate and nonprofit backgrounds, and both Southerners and Northerners. None has direct ties to the 1979 incident. Martha Nathan's husband was killed at the anti-Klan rally. She says it's especially appropriate to launch the commission now.
These times are times of terrible crimes, mass violence, lawlessness, and torture. How can we live together? We wait for you to help us answer that question.
Many sectors of Greensboro society participated in the swearing-in ceremony, including a biracial choir and leaders in the labor movement and local universities and neighborhoods. But others did not, including business and redevelopment groups and the city's mayor. Keith Holliday did appoint Judge Lawrence McSwain to serve on the commission's selection panel, but Holliday says he still believes the commission has greater potential to harm the community than help it.
It's not like the incident happened and we swept it under the rug and we didn't examine it and we just tried to hush it up, okay? This stayed with us for 2.5-3 years. There were three major trials on this. To the extent of one more way to put this thing in the kitchen and cook it doesn't necessarily leave aspects that we're doing something very special here, something very positive.
As they greeted commissioners after the swearing-in ceremony, some in the crowd said they're still confused as to why the mayor and others oppose the commission's work. Local printer Casey Hazelman says critics should practice what they preach when it comes to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
They are the ones who frequently say, if you have nothing to be afraid of, you don't need to worry about truth-finding. So they should turn that upon themselves and embrace it and bring themselves in.
Organizers and supporters of the commission say they aren't interested in retrying those involved in the 1979 shootings. They just want to clear the air and make sure nothing like that ever happens again. But the commission is an experiment seeking reconciliation outside the justice system, and the jury in Greensboro is still out on whether it can succeed. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schuller in Greensboro, North Carolina.